Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today we're talking about beyond the thyroid. And what is meant by that, Dr. Prather, beyond the thyroid?
Well, we talked about the thyroid and all that's involved with that. And a lot of my patients come in and they have some type of endocrine type problems, you know, where they're putting on weight, losing hair, fatigue. You know, they said, well, I think my thyroid's off. And oftentimes, you know, there is a malfunctioning thyroid, but there's more to the endocrine system than just the thyroid. And oftentimes, it's not the thyroid that's the major problem. It's some other portion of the endocrine system as giving the issue.
Well, what are the organs involved in the endocrine system?
Well, you've got the pineal, you've got the hypothalamus pituitary, and we consider those two functioning together. And those are a very important complex. Of course, you've got the thyroid. The thymus is involved in that. You have the pancreas. You have the adrenals. And the kidneys actually function along those lines, too. There's some endocrine involvement of the kidneys as it's, you know, working with the adrenals. Then you also have the gonads. The prostate and uterus is actually involved in that, too. And then also for the female, the mammary glands.
I didn't realize the endocrine system included all that.
Yeah. Yeah, that there's a great deal of involvement with that. It's a rather complex system, and there's a lot of interplay between it. It's really one of the things that I've really enjoyed studying.
Why is that?
Well, it's so fascinating how the endocrine system influences the body. You know, even how we think, our emotions, who we are, and the interplay between it is really quite fascinating and very complex.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, when you're talking about the endocrine system, you have two systems that control the rest of the body. The endocrine system, which we're talking about today, and the nervous system. And there's a very strong correlation. Matter of fact, some people say it's really, you know, one system because they work together. You have the nervous system, which provides the electrical impulses that tell the body what to do. And then the endocrine system has the chemical aspect. So those chemicals go through the body and basically make up who we are, how we think, and how we develop.
What would you nickname the endocrine system, if you could nickname it?
Well, I've had some patients have some nicknames for it, which I won't repeat on the air.
Or patient spouses.
But I would probably say a good nickname for the endocrine system is the chemical master.
Chemical master. Okay. Yes. So how do they affect one another?
It's a very fascinating type of a feedback mechanism, because the pituitary and hypothalamus tell the thyroid what to do, and then the thyroid kind of looks it all over and then send messages back to the pituitary and hypothalamus telling how everything's going, and then they start communicating with each other, usually through chemicals. But the entire body does that. You know, if one of the things that if I have a hyperthyroid situation, I can give thymus tissue and it actually takes down the effects of the thyroid. You can lower the thyroid function. You can give pituitary and increase thyroid function. So there's a interplay between those. And not only as you are working with the endocrine system are you affecting the gland that you're targeting, but then there's an interplay with all the other types of glands. So you have a, you know, as you're working with one gland, you have to watch the others and make sure that they're still functioning correctly.
So there's it's like a juggling.
It's a very much of a balance. It's sort of like one of those little like water, you know, where they kind of dump in, you know, have you ever seen those those, there's actually like a puzzle type of thing. You pour some water in one thing and everything kind of
balances out. I'm thinking of a seesaw.
Yeah, seesaw. only there's about 64 seesaws all working together, and they all affect each other.
Interesting.
So it's a very fascinating type of an area. Men are a little bit simpler to work with because we have our endocrine system stays pretty balanced all the time.
You're a pretty simple species.
We're kind of a simple species, you know, not too much going on.
We're talking about beyond the thyroid today, not the brain.
for a woman, it's very complicated because, you know, there's the whole process of reproduction and changes in the body, their cycles. So it's not only that you're balancing all the different endocrine glands, but also it changes, you know, within the month, you know. So it's not just, you're working with a moving target. Guys are just kind of sitting there, you know, and you can kind of aim and dial in and you know, you start shooting at them and they just sit there. So, you know, you can kind of adjust it. You know, women are
a moving target.
Their endocrine system is all over the place. And so, you know, even during the day, there's a difference on that. So it's I guess I like it because it's challenging.
Yeah, I bet it is. Well, how much of a role do these organs that make up the endocrine system play in our health?
Oh, huge. You know, when I have people coming in, you know, one of the things that I mentioned last week is that, you know, when you're talking about the endocrine system being off, you know, it's very rare that I find someone with a balanced endocrine system. You know, and a lot of their complaints, you know, where we like to start with their system is well, getting the nervous system balanced out, which chiropractic is very important along those lines. But then also getting the hormones balanced is critical, really, to get people back to where they need to be. And you know, there's a lot of things that can go off, but you feel bad if your endocrine system's not right. You know, one of the things that is a very common type of thing is, you know, if you're not feeling well, we're not quite sure what's going on, here, just take an antidepressant. And that does have a big effect on the endocrine system where, you know, you really don't care as much. But your mental health, your thought process, your energy... you know, so many people come in complaining about fatigue, malaise. You know, they're just not feeling quite right. Well, that's the endocrine system. Usually it's what's going on. So very, very critical to get that under control. And most of the complaints that people have, people can have things wrong with their health and not really be aware of it. But if the endocrine system's not working right, they're aware of it.
Yeah, I call it kind of my electrical system seems a little off.
Right.
Is that usually my endocrine system?
Usually your endocrine system. You know, things just don't feel quite right. And that blah, malaise, our happiness. The portion of the brain that controls our happiness is controlled by the endocrine system.
Interesting.
So.
Now, what is the hypothalamus and pituitary, and how do you treat it?
Well, it's an area that is up in the brain. Okay? It's part of the endocrine system up in there. And they're considered as one unit because the hypothalamus is considered a brain organ, and then the pituitary sits in the cella turcica, which is a protected area in the brain itself. And
you mean when you refer to them, you always refer to them together?
I usually you consider those together.
Okay.
They work together as a functional unit, and when you're talking about medically, they're considered sort of a one unit type of system, because they do interplay so much. So you consider them both as, you know, and they have a direct correlation with the emotional centers of the brain. So that's where that comes
in. You're
out.
Grinning.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing as I get that fixed up on people, all of a sudden, you know, those anxiety, depression, all those types of things go away.
Mm, nice.
You know, and there is a, the pituitary and hypothalamus is sort of tells everybody else what to do. You know,
tells the other organs.
Organs, yes. Yeah. There are specific organs that go down and from the pituitary and hormones, mm-hmm. Chemicals that go from the pituitary hypothalamus to the thyroid tell it what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It also goes down and tells the pancreas, gonads, and it tells the body what to do. You know, it controls the woman's menstrual cycle,
mm-hmm.
kind of guides that. It tells us how we're going to develop.
Hmm.
You know,
it's
kind
of like
we're
the quarterback of the team.
Yeah, it's sort of like, okay, I'm in charge, and everybody communicates up to me, and then I send out the proper hormones to regulate everything and tell everybody else what to do.
Hmm.
So it's sort of the boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it coordinates everything and guides the whole process of who and what we are.
Interesting. When we come back, let's talk more about Beyond the Thyroid.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic mm-hmm. finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those
mm-hmm.
and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure function model.
Mm.
Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had.
Okay.
And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results.
Mm.
They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days.
Mm-hmm.
They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures, and a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models,
mm-hmm.
they gave the structure function model as the primary care mm-hmm. coming in a 96% satisfaction rating,
mm-hmm.
and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
I feel so good.
Well, we're talking today about beyond the thyroid. We talked the whole show about the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
You get some good feedback from people regarding that, and as far as information.
Yeah, I had a lot of patients mention that, you know, how interesting it was about the thyroid. And one of the things we wanted to talk about, you know, on the thyroid is because I have a lot of people come in for the thyroid condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they have heard that, you know, they're not satisfied with the traditional medical care on the mm-hmm. thyroid, feel that even though that they might be being treated for it, that it's just not, they're not seeing the results.
Uh-huh.
And so they have heard that from other people, referrals, that we do a great job with the thyroid, kind of fine-tune it, which we do. And then, so it's a very common thing that comes into our office. So as we talked about that, we got a lot of feedback from the patients, which was excellent. So we right. wanted to continue that and talk about, you know, the rest of the endocrine system, because there's a big role on all that.
Yeah, and if people didn't get to hear that, they can go onto our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com and listen to any past shows. So they we get the shows on our website. You can download those at any time quickly after our show. So wanted people to know that. So Dr. Prather, then today we're talking about beyond the thyroid, everything that makes up the endocrine system,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty extensive, and talked about, if you had to nickname it, you'd nickname it what? Chemical master. So we're talking about the leader of the endocrine system right now, the hypothalamus and pituitary,
mm-hmm.
which are combined and are in the brain, and they kind of control everything, like the quarterback of the team.
They do, and you know, I've had people who came in and said, you know, I have all these thyroid symptoms, you know, that definitely show up, but they say my thyroid's, you know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We do the blood work and we find out that they have what's called secondary hypothyroidism. Secondary hypothyroidism is not a primary hypothyroid situation. It is a hypopituitary, hypothalamus.
Uh-huh.
You know, where if that goes down, it mimics all the symptoms of the thyroid. And if it goes low when you're younger, it one can stunt your growth.
Uh-huh.
It can cause abnormal sexual development.
Mm-hmm.
It can have a huge effect on, it can, you know, depending on exactly how that's not functioning correctly, that can affect all the different types of systems of the body. There is a type of diabetes that comes from the pituitary,
mm-hmm.
not actually from the pancreas. So, you know, again, as you're talking about the pituitary, it can have a huge effect on how everything's going. Matter of fact, I have some young men who are coming right now who play basketball, and they're in junior high, and they want to get taller.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things is that they had met my son, who's actually rather tall, and they said, okay, how did he get that tall?
Uh-huh.
And one of the things I did was supplement and make sure that my son's, Jonathan's, pituitary was functioning at a good level the entire time, because that produces the growth hormone.
Mm.
So, you know, when you're talking about growth and...
So you're not teasing when you said you gave him growth hormones.
Well, natural. You know, it wasn't anything unusual along uh-huh. those lines. But it you know, if you have a good functioning pituitary and hypothalamus, the rest of the endocrine system functions much, much better.
Yeah.
So it's a very good thing to supplement for children. Boys have about a variance of about 4 inches
mm-hmm.
on how tall they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have a genetic type of a makeup where you're going to be between 5'10 and 6'2, that's about the range that you would normally be. If you have a very excellent working endocrine system, you're going to be at the 6'2.
Mm-hmm.
If your endocrine system isn't working quite as well, you're going to be 5'10.
Hmm.
So, and then girls have about a 2-inch variance.
Interesting.
So uh-huh. you can affect boys by about 4 inches by having a good endocrine system. And there's a variance of about 2 inches in a girl, you know, on growth. So, you know, if you want to, if you're trying to have an aspiring basketball player out there here in Indiana, and you want to see them a little bit taller than what they, you know, were going to be, you can affect it by 4 inches.
Wow.
You know, for a young man, which can make a big difference on, on you know, where they go. But, you know, so that just kind of shows up a little bit of that.
Well, I know in your case, and you told your story last week, because it was your thyroid as a young adult, right? Well, through high school. And,
right.
That really brought you to what you do now, correct?
Absolutely.
And it stunted, what you went through stunted right. your growth.
Yeah, I had, when I developed the Graves' disease, it stopped my growth. And then in college, when I had it fixed through this type of work, I grew an inch. So I hadn't grown any for 4 years. And then once my thyroid kicked in, I actually grew an inch, which everybody was like, what? What happened to you? So, you know, that just shows the power of that. And a very interesting thing on as you develop, they've done scientific research on that, and a healthy hormones, a healthy endocrine system produces a good-looking person. Matter of fact, it's funny, but if your endocrine system is working well as you are a child growing up, it makes you pretty. If it's not, you're not as pretty. You know, both, you know, handsome for a man.
How do you classify pretty, though?
Well, it's interesting, but there's a standard on that that's worldwide. And what we have been associated with good looks is a perception of a healthy endocrine system.
Interesting.
So, you know, there's a tremendous amount of research on that, but if you want your child good looking, have a healthy endocrine system, because then they become more beautiful in the eyes of the opposite sex. Because that's one thing that we're attracted to, is a healthy endocrine system.
You must have a really healthy endocrine system.
It must be you.
On these dating services now, they're, you know, they're going to ask, as how's your, can how's I see your blood work?
Yeah, how's your endocrine system? But it's interesting, because the endocrine system produce, you know, is our guide for our ability to reproduce.
Interesting.
The healthier our endocrine system. So beauty is judged by how the endocrine system has affected our health.
So we're really attracted to each other's endocrine systems?
We're really attracted to people's pituitary and hypothalamus.
Not the gonads, but we're going to play with it. Oh, so back to the hypothalamus,
okay.
And the pituitary.
All right.
So how do you treat that at the Prather practice?
Well, it's not usually treated in unless it's extreme cases, you know, medically, as a disease type of a process. But we can actually treat that very well, and how we treat that is glandulars. Are extremely effective.
When you say
glandulars,
what are you talking about?
We're actually talking about cow, pituitary, and hypothalamus, ground up. You know, so it has all the nutrients in there, and it also has a stimulating factor. Now, it's not pharmaceutical. It's natural types of things that your body then processes and then helps the pituitary and hypothalamus to start functioning better. There are also herbals that have an effect on the pituitary and hypothalamus. And then also homeopathics can be very effective for balancing out the pituitary and hypothalamus. And we can get some very dramatic changes. One of the things is if you are, we have a lot of women who come in and are having difficulties with menopause. Well, you know, when you're talking about menopause, the pituitary and hypothalamus control how that works. So, you know, that's one place to look. And as we give that, then we get rid of the hot flashes. You know, which is nice. That's not a fun type of thing to experience. Not that I have.
Right.
But well,
kind of.
But not through me. But, you know, we see the effect on that. If there's abnormalities on menstruation, we look to the pituitary and hypothalamus. We had a young girl who came in recently, and they were going to put her on birth control pills. You know, it's a very common type of thing to help to control, to cut down on the bleeding that's associated with that. And oftentimes, it's pituitary and hypothalamus is not functioning up to par. And so you get some abnormalities along those lines. And either, you know, you don't have menstruation, or if it's too heavy or too frequent, or something's, you know, out of kilter along those lines. And you're usually talking about pituitary and hypothalamus.
And that's what you treated her for.
That's what we gave her, and it's, you know, cleared up.
Yeah, because there's a lot these young girls going on birth control for that.
There's an awful lot, and, you know, it's effective, but it's not fixing the problem. It creates some other different types of issues, whereas if you get everything functioning normally, then that plays a big role because it still hasn't fixed the pituitary and hypothalamus.
Right. And a lot of these girls, if they're going to be on the pill for a long time, they're going to have a hard time getting pregnant.
Yes. Right? Pregnancy becomes more of a difficulty. There are problems with more of a chance of certain types of cardiovascular disease, strokes, aneurysms. A greater chance for depression because, you know, you're not going in there. And the pituitary and hypothalamus are directly connected to the emotional centers.
Interesting.
So you can really get into some depression type of issues.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Beyond the Thyroid.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I was on the Today Show, Al Roker. Here's Joan Rivers, and she's 78 years young. And you want to go, and here's Al Roker, and he's 320 pounds thin. Edit up. I have to thank, because I had a very bad cold, I flew over, and I want to thank Dr. Bernard Schwartz from Harley Street, because he got me well this morning. I came in, I said, I can't do the show. And he said, coffee enemas. And I can never go back to Starbucks, but the point is...
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. Through October 31st, new clients at the Prather Practice will receive 3 acupuncture sessions for just $99, normally a $210 value. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about Beyond the Thyroid, and Dr. Prather, it's very interesting and and complicated the endocrine system that we're talking about.
It is.
And I'm picturing all those seesaws going, like you said.
Back and forth.
And trying to balance that.
Right. And, you know, there are pharmaceuticals that you can do that adds into that. You know, it's mm-hmm. as people add thyroid medicine, there's a huge effect on everything. One of the things is that Synthroid can cause damage to the pituitary and hypothalamus.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a major concern because 80% of everyone who goes on Synthroid eventually develops depression because of a lowering of the pituitary and hypothalamus function.
Mm.
So, you know, if you are on Synthroid, you need to have some type of a supplementation to maintain pituitary and hypothalamus function.
So even if you're on Synthroid...
There's some balancing that... If you're on a pharmaceutical, then you have to have some other things to help to balance that out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we try to, you know, as we talked about, get more into the natural and the thyroid and actually fix it mm-hmm. before we put, I mean, there are times where the Synthroid is absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But 80% of the people who are on Synthroid really don't have to be,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
if it's treated properly.
Right, right. Well, let's go on and talk about the parathyroids and how they're treated at the Prather practice.
And the parathyroids are little nodules inside the thyroid itself. And what it does is it balances out the minerals of the body. So calcium is a huge factor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we see, and it's amazing how many people's calcium levels are off.
Yeah.
Just as often as the thyroid is off, the parathyroid is not working properly. And you can get a lot of problems with an abnormally functioning parathyroid.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of body aches. Calcium is essential for the body to be able to have the proper muscle tone. You're talking about osteoporosis. You're talking about kidney stones. Is controlled quite a bit by the parathyroid.
Too much calcium?
You can have, the body has a very specific number. As we're looking at the blood test, I like to see the calcium levels right at 10, you know, perfect. That's mm-hmm. where it should be. If it goes too low, then that's a dysregulation. If it goes too high, you can get a tremendous amount of issues. I mean, people feel horrible. I've had, just recently I had a gentleman who came in and, he said, I've got aches and pains and, you know, I've tried chiropractic, acupuncture, and basically it was muscle aches. And he also had a history of kidney stones. And I said, okay. Mm-hmm. So we did a check on his parathyroid and it was hyperactive. Now, usually what they do in that, and it actually qualified for a laser surgery, mm-hmm. they go in there and they kill a few of the parathyroids because you have little nodules in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have more than one.
So you have a bunch of
parathyroids. You have a bunch of parathyroids.
Okay.
So you can go in there and destroy a couple of them and take down the function, but that's not really necessary. What we did is a homeopathic treatment, did some other different types of things to the endocrine system, and we dropped the levels down to 10,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he was at a 10.5 before.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped that down to a 10, and, you know, all of the musculoskeletal conditions that he had were gone.
Interesting.
And his kidney function started to improve,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there was an accumulation on kidney stones, and that was a constant type of thing. So he said, not only did you fix my muscle aches and my pains, but my kidney stones shouldn't be there anymore.
Wow.
And I said, yeah, absolutely. And he says, you know, can I kiss you?
You didn't tell me that.
I know. I knew you would be jealous. But, you know, it was you know, a struggle, and it was a chemical problem.
Yeah.
You know, an overactive parathyroid.
And he was thinking, he tried structural.
Sure.
Which I love. We have the functional medicine and the structural medicine.
Well, yeah, and he was thinking
it was
a musculoskeletal issue.
Yeah.
But it was more endocrine
mm-hmm.
problem.
Mm-hmm. Like a gentleman came in yesterday with low back pain, and after the exam you had recommended blood work too. You know, well, what do I need the blood work for? You know, people, you know, he thinks possibly his problem is just structural.
Sure. And one of the things is we've had people out there who've done research on structure function care. And there's a definite difference on, because they were looking at health savings, because they've tried to do just the function without the structure and the structure without the function.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get the health savings and the improvement in health unless you're being a total type of a package.
Right.
That's why we're different in here, is that we're looking at the entire system,
mm-hmm.
not just, you have to balance the body from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to balance the endocrine system from top to bottom.
Right.
And there's a huge interplay. We are just not compartments. We don't think mechanistic. We think holistic in our office.
Right. Makes sense. Well, let's go on to the adrenals. Didn't know they were part of the endocrine system.
Yes.
Interesting.
The adrenals sit on top of the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, in the Bible, they talk about the fat portion, you know, that's as really special.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were talking about was the adrenals, because the adrenals look like little fat pockets on top of the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very valued as medicine back then. So that was the most valuable part of the animal.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, you know, that's why God said, you know, make sure that you give me the fat portions, too, that sit on top of the kidneys.
Uh-huh.
So the adrenals, and the adrenals actually are made up of two different parts. You have the medulla and the cortex, and then there's also an interplay with the kidneys itself.
Mm-hmm.
And if the adrenals go off, there can be quite a few different types of issues. One of the most common things that we get is anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety can be a failure of the adrenals because you have cortisol. When the adrenals start to get low on its functioning, the cortisol levels can, all of a sudden you can shoot out cortisol. You get sort of like these flushes through your body, mm-hmm. where you kind of, people say they turn red, hot, and they feel anxious, and they're not quite sure what's going on. That those anxiety attacks.
Right.
And that's
like the
usually
panic attack. Mm-hmm.
Right. And we had someone who came in just recently and said, you know, they were complaining about headaches, but they said, you know, there was also some blood pressure problems,
mm-hmm.
and then there was also panic attacks. And they said, well, you know, nobody can fix my panic attacks, but, you know, I was coming in for the headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, how would you feel if we could fix this? She said, well, that's my biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could actually live with the headaches, but the panic attacks, you know, kind of debilitate me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I had a combination of headaches, hypertension, and panic attacks, I always think of adrenals.
Ah.
Because mm-hmm. the adrenals control the blood pressure and
mm-hmm.
the kidneys. Matter of fact, if you're looking at hypertension, you go to the kidneys and the adrenal function, and that's 80% of all blood pressure can be fixed that way.
Wow. Interesting.
So, you know, when you're talking about hypertension, you're also talking about an endocrine type of an issue,
mm-hmm.
because that's what controls the tension in the arteries that controls the blood pressure. So blood pressure is an endocrine issue, usually.
Mm-hmm.
80% of the time. It's not always. But
yeah, but 80% of the time.
It's a big number.
Yeah.
So we go to the kidneys. The kidneys, the adrenal medulla, the adrenal cortex, and that's where we found the issues. Started her on some adrenals, and there was just a relaxation that really occurred on that.
So for treatment, you used adrenals?
We used glandulars quite a bit.
Okay.
It's not the only thing. Again, there's herbals that can have an effect on
mm-hmm.
that. There's homeopathics. There's more than one way to treat everything.
Right.
Always. So
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of different types of options, and that's one of the things that we like within our office. Now, we, of course, always, you know, recognize the pharmaceutical types of routes, but you always want to try to find a natural
mm-hmm.
route before you would go chemical.
Okay. Well, good. Let's talk about the role of the pancreas.
The pancreas. We really abuse our pancreases.
the way we eat and
the way we eat, and yeah, the amount of sugar that we put into our system is just far more than what we were ever made to be able to handle. It's a huge type of a problem, and it overstresses the pancreas. The pancreas is involved in the glucose transport with the insulin and some of the other different types of aspects on that. So looking to the pancreas is a very important part of one's health and well-being, and it's a big problem right now because so many people show up. It's, you know, heading into type 2 diabetes is mm-hmm. becoming a major, major issue. It's become a pandemic. Mm. If you go back just 10 years, the percentage of people who had problems was much, much lower than it is now. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very high, you know, growing type of a problem. But there, it's usually if you have a type 2 diabetes, that's a non-insulin-dependent diabetes, you should be able to take care of that without medication. There's no reason that medication needs to be involved, maybe to get things under control.
Right.
But if you're willing to do the natural approach, it's pretty well guaranteed that you can get that under control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, type 1, where you have a complete destruction of the islets of Langerhans in the pancreas, you know, you can't regenerate
mm-hmm.
tissue, but you can modify on how the body works. And there are ways to help to keep down the amount of insulin, the less insulin that you have to take for the type 1 diabetes, the longer you're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a direct effect on the health of the body. So, you know, working along those lines is very important.
Yeah, it was interesting. You said we destroy our pancreas.
So
we, you know, we have a responsibility in type 2 diabetes.
Sure.
We can change.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, when we come back, more on Beyond the Thyroid.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what is diathermy?
The way that we like to describe it to people is it's a large coiled magnet that produces a shortwave beam that goes into the body. Men with prostate infections, prostatitis, get up and say, "Oh, wow, I'm not in pain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that irritation." So in chronic types of different types of infections, sinus infections, ear infections, lung infections, for the bladder infections, kidney infections, we can utilize it on that. One of the things that is really, really important for diathermy and underutilized is increasing the circulation. And we've had patients who were scheduled to have amputations of toes, even feet, because of the loss of circulation due to diabetic neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to have a series of diathermy treatments, usually about 24. If you set up the diathermy, have the right settings, which we know and understand, you don't have to go through the amputations that are involved. That's one thing that isn't put out there as it should be, which was very frustrating. You know, it's just like this gentleman said, you know, I was scheduled to have my foot cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And 24 sessions with the diathermy, and the vascular surgeon says, I've got better circulation than he did.
Did he tell him about the diathermy unit?
He did. And the guy said, well, I'd never heard of that before,
mm-hmm.
you know, that would be effective. And that was one of the old things that the diathermy unit was used for, was for the diabetic neuropathy with the loss of circulation down into the feet. So if someone's scheduled to have their toes cut off or foot cut off, the diathermy is something that definitely should be looked at. It's been effective on everyone so far.
And you talked about 24 sessions, but when you look at different patients, the amount of sessions would be different for different issues that they have, correct?
It can be. Otitis media, you see an immediate difference just that day.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the people with loss of circulation can tell a big difference right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says, well, I've got
I got pink toes now. I haven't had pink toes in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And not only just for the circulation, but for those who have diabetic neuropathy, the diathermy is extremely, extremely beneficial.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about Beyond the Thyroid. Very interesting show, Dr. Prather. And, you know, I want to remind our listeners why we do this show. Physician means
teacher.
Teacher.
Yep.
Right. And we want to educate people on healthcare.
And I encourage my patients to listen to, you know, these radio programs and the podcasts, you know, because I don't have time to teach them everything that they need to know in the amount of time I have with them,
right?
Which I want to. So this is my opportunity to get that communication to my patients and to other people out there. The more I can educate people, the more I'm actually serving them, which is what it's all about.
It's neat. We were at the zoo and ran into a patient, and
yeah.
he had listened to the show and had dealt with some thyroid issues. And so, you know, it's fun.
It's fun.
It's a fun life.
It is fun.
Well, let's talk about, we're talking, you know, about everything that's included in the, all the organs in the endocrine system. So we've talked about the hypothalamus and the pituitary, how they work together, parathyroid, adrenals, pancreas, and now the gonads.
Yeah, that's
gonads?
Why you were kind of hesitating. You were kind of getting around that and why we're mentioning gonads. I can tell the hesitation on that.
I didn't know it was a medical term.
Well, that's the testes and the ovaries. A very important part of the endocrine system. And those are very much involved in, one, making eggs and sperm, and then also the hormones, the sex hormones, are very important on coming out of there. And that we get a lot of energy and a lot of balance and a lot of things from those particular hormones. You know, the testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, follicle-stimulating hormone, all those different types of things that help to regulate who and what we are. Mm-hmm. And if those go off, you know, that's a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people have fatigue and different types of issues that come as a result of that. You know, so making sure that those are up to par is a critical part of what we do.
Did you even say, too, it can affect the sexual part of a person?
Oh, completely. Endocrine system is the sexual part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, your libido is directly tied to your hormones, your muscle strength, how you look, your weight, you know, how young you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're talking about hormones, one of the things that there's books out there called The Hormones of Youth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have one of the things that decline as you age is your hormonal level. And there for a long time, there was the thought that the hormones naturally decline with age.
Mm-hmm.
But aging really is a result of the decline of the hormones. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So if you can keep your hormonal level up, then you remain youthful all your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be, you know, as you can get older, you can still be very active, vibrant. The vitality of youth can remain there if you can keep your hormones at the proper level.
And we've been talking about that. What would you suggest for people to do that? Because I'm sure everybody listening out there wants to do that.
Everybody wants to remain young, you know, and understandable.
Yeah, I mean, we know we're going to die, but we love the quality of life.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. Very important. And, you know, There's a lot of different types of things that go into that. You know, there's diet, there's mm-hmm. exercise, there's emotional types of aspects on that. But one of the biggest things, of course, is making sure that you get regular checks and get the lab tests to see what your hormones are doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really interested in remaining young and vibrant and as engaged as you possibly can in your life, I have a lot of people who are very high level, have businesses, executives, who come in here not because they're sick, it's because they want to remain as healthy and as active and as intelligent and vibrant as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at, okay, how can we optimize my performance? It's the difference between trying to fix a junker and trying to fine-tune a Indy 500 race car.
Uh-huh.
You know, mm-hmm. what is it that you're actually going for? And if you're looking to get your...
I like the Maserati myself.
Ooh, sweetheart. So, yes, I mean, you know, maintaining that
mm-hmm.
and getting those lab tests done and finding out where everything is and what you can do to get the optimum performance is something that we encourage people to do.
Yeah, too many people think, oh, healthcare is just... when you're sick, you know?
Right.
And we want to change that, you know, people in here to reach their optimum health and stay there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, can pharmaceuticals cause damage to the endocrine system?
Oh, absolutely. There is a huge effect whenever you use the pharmaceuticals. And some of the pharmaceuticals, you know, that aren't even targeted for the endocrine system can play a very big role in that. Even aspirin can cause hypothyroid.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you're talking about something as benign as that,
right.
Ibuprofen has a big effect on, you know, your levels of testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone.
Wow.
You know, you're talking about beta blockers has a direct effect on thyroid function.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, they give beta blockers as a treatment for hyperthyroid.
Hmm.
So, you know, whenever you're taking any type of pharmaceuticals, is there usually an effect on the endocrine system? Yes, some are more dramatic than others, but that is something that we always take into consideration as we're looking at what types of things are off on the endocrine system. Mm-hmm. We always have to look at the pharmaceuticals that someone's taking.
Right, right. And the more, you know, as you go, the less you're on pharmaceuticals, you know, I think
sure.
of my dad. He's not on any pharmaceuticals. He just turned 80.
Mm-hmm.
He's in great health. You know, the better. The better it is for the person.
Absolutely. And when you're talking about that type of thing, even a lot of the chemicals that are added to food nowadays are very estrogenic. So there's a very direct effect on a lot of the foods that we eat because mm-hmm. of all the chemicals that are added that have a endocrine effect that's changing it. Matter of fact, there's several different research papers that have come out that they've talked about the reduction in sperm count in males,
mm.
and they relate that directly to the amount of chemicals that have been added into the body.
Mm. Interesting.
So it's, and even the chemicals that are getting into the water. So there's a lot of assault on our endocrine system, even if you're trying to live a very healthy and normal life.
Mm-hmm.
Even within our water levels, their city water has a lot of different types of chemicals in them
mm-hmm.
that are showing up. So it's become more and more difficult
mm-hmm.
With our chemical society to maintain a healthy endocrine system.
Well, Dr. Prather, we have a minute left. What would you like to share regarding the endocrine system?
Well, one of the things I encourage people to do is to be looking towards the a healthy lifestyle, obviously, mm-hmm. Good exercise, a good diet, proper mental attitude, and then also coming in and getting those types of blood tests at least once a year
mm-hmm.
just to see if there's anything that needs to be, you know, changed, maintained. But also even thinking about how can I get optimal performance. Mm-hmm. Too many people wait until we take better care of our cars than we do
mm-hmm.
our bodies. You know, we go in for regular checks. You know, they tell us what we need to do. But we need to do that for our bodies, too.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Prather, Beyond the Thyroid.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. Through October 31st, new clients at the Prather Practice will receive 3 acupuncture sessions for just $99, normally a $210 value. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.